Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
Here, let's get this.
All right.
Body language is too nuanced for Leroy. He don't get it.
It's true. You don't get it.
Tobin, teach Leroy about positive energy.
Dude, there's just vibes, man. I tell you, this is why I like Flores, because Flores, one, he's a master motivator. The guy clearly has a pulse on things. He does.
You know what I want you to show me? Next time we watch a game, yep. We go to a game, yep. Or whatever.
I will.
I want you to show me when a vibe catches a touchdown.
Dude, all right. Jay Cutler. Bad body language.
But he played for 12 years, so it wasn't that bad.
Not well.
Really?
He's never a franchise guy.
Really?
Never a franchise guy.
Go look at his numbers compared to some other folks.
Number schmumbers, man. The guy.
No,
the,
not
the
guy.
The guy.
Matter.
The guy wasn't a winner. He was a mope.
They kept paying him to be a mope. So, I mean, he was doing something right.
So what? Like, Blake Bortles is still cashing checks. Chad Henne's still cashing checks.
Does Andrew Luck have the best body language?
Yeah. No, that's his voice. That's actual language that you're making fun of.
Hold on.
Body language is that? Andrew Luck congratulates guys on hitting him hard. He has great body language.
That's not body language.
Boxed in, bro.
That's not boxed in.
Yes, it is. What are you doing?
You've been boxed.
Thank you for making my point for me. You still get it, man. Like, I'm telling you, if you guys are just tuning in, you got to listen to this Flores, and I love the way this guy thinks. The dude is pigskin Play-Doh. He really is. He waxes poetic, and just because he has he has theories that you don't agree with, now you think he's a quack, but
philosophy?
He's not a quack. Philosophy. I'm telling you, baby. It's philosophy.
Poetic Play-Doh.
Pigskin Play-Doh.
Pigskin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pigskin Play-Doh.
Okay.
Listen to this. This guy's got it, man.
I thought he practiced okay, you know, from the naked eye. I think he's got to do a better job getting guys in and out of the huddle, his communication, you know, body language. I mean, there were some plays there he didn't like, and we just got to move on to the next play. You know, and that's the case for him, all the quarterbacks, but I think at that position, that's something that, you know, that's part of the evaluation as well. But he got in there with some of those other guys, and I thought he did an okay job.
Yeah.
Hey.
Love, Leroy. Leroy.
I heard we're on the air.
Philosophy.
I got to tell you.
I got to tell you.
I'm sorry. Body language is interesting.
Yes, tell us.
More about
good skin play.
Yeah, I think it's something that, you know, I'm looking for good body language out of everybody.
Hey. How would you say the body language of Eli
plays,
Manning?
And move on to the next one. Period. That's players, coaches, that's everybody.
How would you say the body language?
You're disrupting philosophy.
You know, they have to be conscious of. I talked to him about that. I talked to all of the quarterbacks about that, as well as the leaders on the team. Like, they're looking to you as a leader. I think that's an important piece of this that people don't talk about very much, but I think it's very important.
Wisdom. Next, Belichick. Philosophy.
Question.
What? How is his body language, Eli Manning? Is that what you want to know?
Because
you want to get boxed in again? Unfazed.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Unfazed.
There is no person that has played football that is more unfazed than Jay Cutler.
No, that's not true.
Who? What?
No, Jay Cutler.
So what's the difference between unfazed and...
Okay. Unfazed is no reaction. No reaction.
Jay Cutler gave no reaction to nothing.
Incorrect. Jay Cutler was a moper. Jay Cutler was, oh my God, I can't believe he didn't get that play. Like, he's an eye roller. Eli Manning has lazy eye. Like, he's just like, oh, whatever. We're just kind of, we're going to go along. Never changes. It's steady, Leroy. It's steady. Jay Cutler's dips, With Eli Manning, it just plows along. Okay, I'm not saying everybody has to be chipper go lucky. That's not how it has to go. I'm telling you that there's a difference between being a mope and being unfazed. That's the difference. It's a big difference. You can tell. And it doesn't always mean you're a good quarterback, but it helps. It helps.
You're telling me Eli Manning is not a mope?
No. He's not a mope. He's just got a dumb face. There's a difference. It's a huge difference. And one of the things with Rosen, quite frankly, has been bad body language. Been a thing for him.
Really? In all the one year and 2 weeks he's been playing football?
His entire football life. It's been a thing since college.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
So you don't want him anymore?
No, it's not a question. Because this is the beauty of it.
It's his personality.
It depends. See, this is the thing. This is why it's great having a philosopher, if you will, with Brian Flores. Philosophers can teach. And so what he's trying to do is pass wisdom off to the young buck to let him know, hey, let's tighten that up a little bit. If you're going to be the leader of this team, I can't have you be such a moper. And so that's what the difference is. If you want to be Eli Manning, you want to be unfazed, just plow through, then okay. But you can't be a mope. Nobody likes a mope.
You know what I want? What? I want him to complete passes. Move the ball down the field.
Agreed.
I could give two poops what his body language is as long as he's performing.
Well, nobody has bad body language when they're succeeding, okay? You have bad body language when you fail.
Ooh.
So it's how does he deal with the failures? Move on to the next one.
Okay. Since you're who has more physical, who's a more physical moper? Cutler or Whiteside?
Ooh. I would go.
See, it's not moping if it doesn't affect your play.
That's not true.
Really?
Not true. Not true. Moping is moping. Moping is moping. Here's Josh Rosen. You want to hear Josh Rosen's reaction to this? You tell me this doesn't matter because it sounds like a young guy taking it to heart.
Wait, he's got to take it to heart from the guy who decides whether he plays or not.
That's the beauty of it.
Ugh.
That's the beauty of it. See, again, you're making Coach Flo's point for him. This is the beauty of philosophy. He is trying to instill this into his young players. This is what he wants. So what does he do? Is he going to go tell the third running back? Is he going to tell, I don't know, who do they have behind Kalen Ballage now? Whatever it is. Are you going to tell Mark Walton? Hey, Mark Walton, tighten up that body language. No. Because what's the point? He's probably not going to get a lot of carries. But who do you go for? It's just like when you go to prison. You punch the biggest bully right in the face. So he takes that mope. He slaps him right in the face. And he says, get it together, man. This is not the philosophy we go through. Here's Josh Rosen.
Coach told us just now that there are a couple of times that maybe your body language wasn't what you wanted it to be. That's, I assume that's something he's told you, if he's going to tell us that. What do you take from that, and how do you improve that?
I think, especially when you get into competitive environments, I tend to be very critical of myself and just kind of, I'm very competitive. I've always worked that throughout my entire athletic career. Since I've been a young kid, is not let my highs get too highs or lows get too lows. And had some good highs with the throw to Devontae and a couple lows. And I think as a quarterback, in addition to sort of the execution part of it, I think a lot of it is about leading and about sort of trying to keep a steady ship and keep that slow progress or keep that forward momentum regardless of what's going around, because a lot of people are looking to you to kind of be that rock. So I think that's what Coach Flores is referring to. He wants me to kind of be steadier and execute and be a positive force.
Yes, the Rosen one, buying into philosophy. Tell them, Flores.
Let me tell you what you have going on here.
Tell them.
Tobin, teach Leroy. There is positive, negative, bad, and neutral body language. It's a sliding scale.
Good vibes only from Flores. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag blessed to see another day. Hashtag pigskin Plato. Yeah.
I think sometimes you guys confuse body language with personality. Some people's personalities aren't the overhype machine positive.
Yeah.
And so when now all of a sudden we are street psychologists
right.
trying to read into everything, just I'm going to go ahead on and turn it down a notch.
What do we love on the show? What do we love on the show? I'll answer that for you. Poker. We love poker on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Robbie, how important is body language in poker?
Oh, it's everything. It gives away your head.
Boom. Boom.
That's because he's a mope.
Boom.
He's a mope.
Not, you wouldn't know it at the poker table. You know what I saw?
Then why? Wait.
I saw an unfazed rock. And you know what I also saw?
With some 7-Eleven glasses.
And I saw him with a lot of chips. A lot of chips. You want to know why? Unfazed. He's on Robbie.
No,
if you have
he got good cards.
Robbie,
it always worked that way.
Robbie, if you have a 2-5, Magnificent Seven, do you let that phase you?
No, I just gotta go back to the next week, move on to the next play.
Just move on to the next play.
He can't have a 2-5 week because half of his bets are pending.
You're hedging on details here. It's important. It's important.
Somebody said you're a moper.
I'm not a moper. I'm not a moper.
Dude, the way you walk with your hands hanging down, you look like an ogre.
That's just bad posture. That's not moping, though.
It looks like moping, though, when you sag.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think few people would say I'm a moper. You know what I am? Positive vibes, baby. I try and put out good energy. Good energy. And that's what... that's what...
I don't care about good energy. I want touchdowns and completed passes.
You're not the coach, though. What is philosophy telling you? Philosophy is telling you good body language. Tell them, Flores. Tell them now. What are the important things in life? Energy, aura, and body language.
You know what good body language does on the football field?
Tell me.
Play special teams.
Wrong.
That's the hype guy.
Wrong.
The good guy. The guy that's always cheering.
Wrong.
The guy that's always hyping it up. Because, you know, he got to play 3 or 4 plays and then get off the field and watch football.
You know.
Right? A guy who has to play 60, 70, 80 plays, he has to be a little more even keel.
You know who has the best body language on special teams?
Oh, no. I'm not going to go this far. Here. How about this?
Do you know who has... Let me answer this. Who has the best body language on special teams?
Who?
John Denny, because he's unfazed and has had this job for 20 years. And is and do you know who's already called him a leader of the team? Brian Flores.
Wait, here you go. You ready? You ready? It said, Leroy, is Brian Flores the Keanu Reeves of football coach? No!
Keanu Reeves is a treasure.
No, he's not!
Yes, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a mopey actor.
In a way.
He's a mopey actor.
Congratulations, actually. You just got a point. Congratulations.
He's a mopey actor.
Point. No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Texter. He's the same guy, except for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. He's the same guy.
He has such thespianic range, you don't even know. Because you're not of the arts, okay? I'm an arts guy. I have a degree in arts. You have a degree in math.
Wait.
What?
Nothing.
You'll buy into this. I'm gonna tell you something. You know who has great body language? Great body language. Tom Brady. Great body language. He's a very fired up guy. Rah, rah. But also unfazed when it matters most.
You do realize you're talking about probably, arguably, the best quarterback to ever play the game.
I'm glad you agree
with
me.
Of course, everything that he does is going to be considered the way to do it.
Sounds like you agree with me. Boxed in.
No, wait.
What?
You've been boxed in.
We'll be back on the radio next. I never told the soldiers how I've been feeling over you. But they said it really like guys, it's back. Riptide Music Festival powered by Ford. It's on Fort Lauderdale Beach, November 23rd and 24th. Stay tuned to the ticket for all the info, including our big lineup release on Monday. Riptide, powered by Ford. Again, it's going to be November 23rd and 24th. It's brought to you by AM790, FM 104.3, HD2 The Ticket, or radio.com, sports station.
You guys get the song?
Let them know, Donna. We're back. We're back, Leroy.
Yep. I was getting the messages.
Oh, It's very exciting.
It's very exciting. I guess I'm starting to get a sense here that radio only works when the sun's up.
Yeah, that's one of the things, apparently.
A solar panel antenna.
Radio's like Superman.
Yeah.
Needs to be powered by the sun.
Somebody say, hey, Tobin, did you just create a new character? Dalai Lama Dolphins Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophy. Yeah.
You're excited about this, man. I can tell.
No, if Leroy was a coach, Ray Lewis would have been a special teams player. Now, here, understand this. There are certain positions on a field that require a ton of energy.
Right.
Linebacker is one of them.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, there's not too – like, linebacker is an extreme position. You know, where they are hype guys, but they have to perform.
Okay, you may think this is dumb because I'm not going to tell you about running back, but I'm going to tell you about running back, okay? I think why you think it doesn't matter is with the running back, everyone's coming for you once you got the ball. Like,
correct.
It's kind of just like, all right, you're not going to ever call out your lineman. That's not a thing. That's
right.
That's weird. So I can see why you don't think it matters. But for the quarterback, it's everybody. Everybody in these plays and miscommunications and things and bullets flying all over the place. You can't be a guy who's like gonna crumble under the pressure or gonna make everybody feel bad with your face.
But here's what I'll say about a quarterback. He is the one player on offense that has to deal with all the personalities. And so sometimes steady and calm is able to handle all that.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
It's, yeah. And you and me are speaking the same language.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, we're not.
No, you said that you need everybody on the same page. That's good body language. That's why you wouldn't want to rock the boat.
I said calm and steady.
Right. Exactly.
Some people misunderstand that for being mopey.
No, man.
Okay.
I thought you had it.
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Is Joe Flacco a mope?
No.
Really?
No. He's just Flacco. He's just Flacco.
But Jay Cutler was a mope.
Mope.
I see no difference between Jay Cutler and Joe
but
Flacco.
There is.
That's news to me. Let's think of who's
fingers cozied up by a nice little Super Bowl ring.
Okay, but that's two different conversations.
All right. If you say so.
Somebody says we're the DirecTV of radio.
That's very valid.
Yeah.
That's very valid. I'm telling you, man.
Point for Texter.
One of the, like, I just feel like if you wear your failures, it just gets to other guys. Nobody likes that. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to think of quarterbacks like that we are familiar with that you would maybe construe. Like, there's a couple of quarterbacks, like, I wouldn't say Drew Brees. Drew Brees is, he's fiery.
Yep.
You
won't find one. You won't find one. Never has there been a mope wearing a Super Bowl ring.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nah, he's not a mope. He's not a mope. He's not. A mope?
Okay.
A mope? He's a know-it-all. That's for sure. He's definitely a know-it-all. But a mope?
Wow. Are the tides turning on Aaron Rodgers?
No, that's just how he is. He's a guy who's a know-it-all. I think that happens.
I don't think that comes across as being a compliment.
I'm not trying for it to be a compliment, but they're two different things. We're talking about two different things there.
Right. We are.
I'm talking about a guy who's walking around the field who is just wearing his failures. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a lot of failures, man. Doesn't.
He's got a ton of failures.
Nah.
Wait, are you telling me a guy who people have said might be the best quarterback in the league
mm-hmm.
and only has one Super Bowl ring doesn't have a lot of failures?
He doesn't have a lot of failures.
Get out of here.
Does he go in year after year and he's still one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Sure, but he's not winning. And if that's
not
the ultimate.
That's what I'm talking about, though. On field, he's not having a lot of failures comparatively to bad quarterbacks who are mopes, like Jay Cutler.
All right.
Look, here's what happened. You're a big fan of Brian Flores. He backed me, not you, and that's why you're in a sour mood. Because, that's what it is. That's what it is. You don't like the fact that Flores, your guy, went in there and he buys into the body language stuff, which fans do. And he knows. Come on, man. And where do you think he learned that from? Probably Belichick. Probably Belichick. And some may say, Belichick, greatest coach of all time. So, what am I supposed to do with that? If we just get that time,
Bill Belichick.
Oh, it's been nice not having him here today.
You have never heard Bill Belichick talk about body language.
I don't hear him talk about anything.
All right.
I don't hear what does he give you any insight onto anything if it's not about 40s football? No, he doesn't want to give you anything. He's a walnut. You can't crack him.
Well, Lawrence Taylor got him a little bit.
When somebody brought up that Khalil Mack is in the berth of Lawrence Taylor, he got so upset.
By the way, I have never seen the love that defense has with Bill Belichick and vice versa. Like, you ask Pepper Johnson, Carl Banks, you ask LT, you ask him about Bill Belichick, right? Because, they never won a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick, right? It's amazing.
He should have been the heir apparent, but Parcells waited like 5 months after the season to resign, and then it changed the whole course of history, and Belichick already got the deal with the Browns.
Yeah, they loved him there.
He might still be coaching the Giants today. Who knows?
People saying Trent Dilfer a mope?
What?
Trent Dilfer's not a mope.
Really?
He wouldn't be on TV if he was a mope.
He's not that good, but he's not a mope.
No. There is a difference. Okay. Peyton Manning's personality out of a uniform is a lot different than on the football field. Agreed? Mm-hmm. So let's not try to tie those two together. Trent Dilfer, the personality he is after football, was not the personality he played with on the football field.
I don't like all the Keanu Reeves slander that's going on the text line. I got to be honest with you. Bothers me. We'll get into a little bit of the Canes, man. Let's switch it up. Let's get into yesterday they announced Jaren Williams as their new starting quarterback. We got some thoughts from Manny Diaz, from Jaren Williams, from some of the Canes players on the move. We'll get to that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.